It's time for the emergency break of the week.
For it to be,
man, that's been
a little on the beery side.
Yeah.
That is really light. And I could definitely see myself having this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's very light. It's easy. And you get, I mean, for a beer that's 5.9% that's brewed like this, for the flavors of that malt to come up, a little sweetness there, a little bit more kind of a rich type malt flavor, man, that's a tasty beer.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Yeah, rinse out your glass there. What do you think, Killer? You a fan?
I do like the Christmas. That's a definite beer that you'd sit on the patio.
Yeah.
And watch the leaves turn colors.
Yeah, and it's a good beer for this time of year
now.
It's kind of cooling off a little bit. So that's our first one, and again, it just kind of a cool
way
to do that.
I like Christmas too, Killer.
No, he didn't say Christmas.
All right, so next up,
nice. Crisp.
All right, this is great because it's the battle of the IPAs, because we have two different IPAs here.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Tip.
Jeez. It did sound like you said, I like the Christmas.
Yeah, I really like the Christmas because you sit on the patio and watch the leaves turn colors.
I do like the Christmas.
I do like the Christmas.
All right, it's the E-Break. It's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. Okay, the Hardline had a little pregame show going with Razor and Josh for Stars Hockey. And Razor brought up the name of the Toblerone candy bar. And we all think of a Gordo incident.
No, you don't.
You'll hear that Davey brings it up. But Razor got tripped up on the word Toblerone.
Big, strong Leon Bischel back tonight. That's exciting because I love the big, strong defenseman, and I'm very bullish on his future. Let's chat about his importance as they wait for Miro.
Yeah, why don't you echo my chosen nickname for him, Toblerone. Toblerone. He's a big, big stick of Swiss chocolate, that hard chocolate.
Wow, I didn't even know about the Toblerone.
Toblerone.
Yeah, Toblerone.
Is it Toblerone?
Toblerone.
Don't try to make this a Matt Birmingham saying.
Toblerone.
It's Toblerone.
No,
Toblerone.
Let's go with Toblerone.
Yeah, that's
it's more Texas.
That's what Gordon littered at Auschwitz, was a Toblerone.
Oh, my
rapper.
Goodness.
Lord, he did.
How the heck did we work Auschwitz into a nice hockey talk?
All right, Stars Devils.
Funny ending there by Razor. So that was the candy bar of your choice to snack on while touring Auschwitz, was a Toblerone?
Okay, I told you guys something in private that had happened. Yes, I was going to tour. Why are you making me relive this? I was touring that facility in order to remember, and before we had like some time before the tour started, and they had a little tobacconist there, and you could get snacks, and I had to get something in my system before the long tour. And so I ate something, and then I went to go throw it away in the trash can, the wrapper, and the wind was blowing very strongly out there, and it blew it out of my hand as I tried to toss it into the garbage can, and I had to chase it across the grounds, and then I got yelled at.
That's all right.
Radio superstar coming through.
Someone will pick it up.
Nine?
I did not think that.
All right. Is that a I don't think I've ever had a Toblerone.
Oh, I have. They're good.
Okay.
They're good.
Yeah. I've never had one. But,
it's a large candy bar.
I figured that's what Gordo would go for.
What do you mean?
You like chocolate. Toblerone, Razor, candidate number one. Candidate number two, he's back. And before you say, hey, E-Break committee, you're picking on him. He had five to choose from doing one day of programming here.
Legend.
On the station. Yes, Craig Rosengarten is back as candidate number two. And whose idea was it to let him open the show? A guy who doesn't
even formatics now?
A guy who doesn't even know where they are. And yeah, that sounded like this.
Anyway, that's Connor Caldwell doing stuff like that. Will Connerly is doing tickers twice an hour. And we are at the greatness of all of us, one of our favorite places, the hell are we? Oh, Texas Rangers Golf.
Wow.
Okay. Jeez.
Oy. It's the best open ever. Yeah, we'll be at Texas Rangers for the next 2 hours.
Can we just start over? Can we just replay the open and just...
No, it'll take too long.
Rick and Eli are there.
Yeah, why are they... Never lean too heavily on Craig Rosengarten for anything.
Here we are. Craig, go ahead and open the show for us.
Well, one of our best places that we love more than any of the others.
Where?
And we will never forget where we are right now because we're at, where am I?
One more time.
Anyway, that's kind of
Hold on a sec. Do you think he gets off to a shaky start?
What is he saying here at the beginning? Wait a minute, Caldwell. What's Caldwell?
Connor Caldwell is running the board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's Connor Caldwell doing stuff like that. Will Connerly is doing tickers twice an hour. And we are at the greatness of all of us, one of our favorite places.
All of us.
Where the hell are we? Oh, Texas Rangers Gospel.
Wow. Okay. Jeez.
Kern Cackle.
It's the best open ever. Yeah, we'll be at Texas Rangers for the next 2 hours.
Can we just
start over?
Can we just replay the open and just...
No, it'll take too long.
That Kern laugh was great.
That's a great cackle in the background.
Ka-da-ka-ba.
Ka-ka-ba.
Rick always needs to drive.
Yes.
Always. Don't let Craig drive. He's like, candidate number 2.
What intense is the driving cat drive?
Okay, last Friday, we were out at Fan and Tree Farm. The entire ticket team was out there. And it was time for Wireless Fun with Gordo, one of our favorite moments of a remote.
And we do it every time we're there.
We do it every time we're there. We had a lot of good P1s there. And we go out to Gordo. We could hear him. But our listening audience couldn't. Mm. Did you ever wonder what that sounded like on the other end?
Yes.
It sounded something like this.
Gordo takes the wireless out here to talk to the P1s at Fannin. Come in, Gordo. Yes, we have you.
Hey!
Hey, his mic is not working. Come in, Musers.
Oh, it's not? Gordo's, how can we hear him and it's not going over?
Gordo's been killing it, but apparently...
It's got a... What's that? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you guys hear... Tell us when you can hear Gordo back at the station.
Killer's on the case.
Yeah. Want to remind everybody the Cowboys are at the Combine in Indy.
Kind of like God,
that's
Pro
painful.
Bowl yesterday.
Wow, awful.
So that's on engineering. Bryant and Gerard were out there, but the Killer had made a pass by, too, and... Yeah, and pushed a couple of buttons. I don't know if he
three
be.
Engineers, not one of them, could get us on the air with
I
the wireless.
I do like the Christmas,
and you guys lost us too.
What's the old song? Involved. Three blind mice.
Yeah. See how they engineer.
Well, anyway, if you were wondering what that sounded like, it sounded something like that.
Yeah, we can't listen to that again.
No, that's way too painful. So, is it Toblerone Razor? Is it Craig Rosengarten opening the show, or Wireless Musers, 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same to you.
A little late.
Well, I'm going to vote for the guy who didn't know where he was.
Okay.
Craig Rosengarten.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What, do you think he's talking about Corby?
What are you referencing there?
Hi, you're
Why
on the ticket.
Why do you remember that story?
Because you used to tell it daily.
Do you know where
Tell
you
it.
Are?
Okay.
What are you referencing?
It was Corby in college. He was with a lady, and they were both very drunk, and they started to do man-wife stuff.
Oh, they were married?
Well, no, they were acting like they were married. And Corby's aim wasn't what it should be due to the drinking. And he was going for a while, and at some point she decided to ask him a question and say, hey, do you know where you are?
Okay.
And he told us to never say it on the air.
and that was Corbin's response. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Intentional. It's all intentional.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hi, this is The Real Piper again, and I vote for Craig Olive Garden.
Yeah, how long before he gets a sponsorship name?
This is Craig Olive Garden.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. It's a generic hockey player.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a good week. Seems like some good candidates for sure.
Uh-huh.
You know, spent a lot of time reviewing the qualifications.
Okay, who you vote for? Vote.
And, wait, where am I?
Okay, there's a crazy.
Here's a Corby vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, Gordo, it's Cruz in Lido.
Hey, Cruz.
You familiar with the term M1s?
M1s, like the rifle?
No, like the Mexican P1s.
Oh, no.
Hmm. Yeah, Mexican Junior Salsazar told me that.
Okay.
I want to vote for the Fannin Tree Farm.
The Fannin Meltdown?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, I don't know where the hell I am, so give me Rosen.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Top of the morning to you, musers. How are y'all this morning?
Good. This is Mark McGuire.
We got St. Patty's Day coming up in a few weeks. This is McShane reminding you to smut up on a vote egg.
What?
You broke up. What do you want us to do?
Reminding you to smell it up. This is McShane.
Oh, okay.
Keep in mind, the guy who told us to smell it all up, wasn't Irish.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Fire the Keller ISD school board and get me Craig Rosengarten to go to the e-break.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Boy.
He has done it again. Craig Olive Garden.
Anyway, that's Connor Caldwell doing stuff like that. Will Connerly is doing tickers twice an hour. And we are at the greatness of all of us, one of our favorite places, the hell are we? Oh, Texas Rangers Gospel.
Wow.
Okay. Jeez.
It's the best open ever. Yeah, we'll be at Texas Rangers for the next 2 hours.
Can we just start over? Can we just replay the open and just...
No, it'll take too long.
By the way, an inside source has told me that Craig requested to open the show.
And he was that unprepared?
Really? Kind of like the Alexi ticker. I got it. I got it.
The Lakers make the call.
No, I'm sorry. In that case, you know, the drunk may request to drive home from the bar.
Yeah,
but you
never give him the keys.
No, if you're Rick, you take those keys immediately.
No, you're not having our broadcast keys right now.
It ain't going to work, buddy.
Yeah, have that response. How many wins is that for Craig?
That is Craig Rosengarten's 34th e-break win. He is now 105 behind the all-time leader, Norman. Where are we? Hitzkus.
Kata-kabas done all kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, play the first 5 seconds again. That is so...
Anyway, that's Connor Caldwell doing stuff like that. Will Connerly is...
doing stuff like that. Done stuff like that. Oh, I got a mouth full of mashed potatoes.
He is amazing. Way to go, Craig.